As I have noted before, the debate over budget priorities appears to be between those advocating additional tax cuts and those advocating increased spending. Although some stirrings in recent weeks in the Congress and elsewhere have been directed at actions that would lower forthcoming deficits, to date, no effective constituency has offered programs to balance the budget. Our demographics, especially the retirement of the baby boom generation beginning in just a few years, mean that the ratio of workers to retirees will fall substantially. Without corrective action, this development will put substantial pressure on our ability in coming years to provide even minimal government services while maintaining entitlement benefits at their current level without debilitating increases in tax rates.
Now, let me translate what Chairman Greenspan basically said here. He said, number one, despite all of the jabber about balancing the budget and deficit, and it's actually funny to sit and watch the Democrats talk about an unbalanced budget because they were the chief offenders over years past. But having said that, remember, and I'm an equal opportunity critic, Dr. Stan. Having said that, when I watch this whole testimony from both sides, from the left and the right, they viewed the whole problem as either increasing taxes or increasing the deficit. There was not one drip's worth of recognition that there was one really serious viable option to that they hadn't mentioned.
You mean like cutting spending?
Radically cutting spending, like the Grace Commission determined, remember 10 years ago, Dr. Stan, that we could slash government by 50% without noticing any difference. It is so bloated and so corrupt in so many areas that we could do that. But these politicians, not a thought that that's might what we have to be doing. And so the argument they're presenting is between A and B, when in reality the answer is C. The second thing he said is exactly what we're talking about. The baby boomer retirements cut in here. We just can't handle this. This is almost an impossible situation because they've been all along robbing Peter to pay Paul.
And I think it's really so interesting, John, that what they've been able to do, they've been able to provide all these government services with no increase in taxation. And so, you know, everybody wants something for nothing. Where did they get the money, you know, to spend all this money they were spending? Why, they were robbing the future generation. That's the way it was. But anybody who ever talked about that, and there was no money in the Social Security account, was immediately attacked and vilified, and you're a fearmonger, and you're scaring these old people. How dare you tell these people and frighten this poor little gray-haired old mother who's sitting there all by herself, half-blind. And yet the truth was, this is exactly what they've done. The politicians have stolen their money, and when most of the people listening to this program get around to retiring, there isn't going to be any because it's all gone.
It is all gone. It was spent in previous generations, and that's the bottom line. So that's the first of the economic...